Good afternoon, everybody. So I was asked a very interesting question yesterday. I was even thinking about saving it for the from the rabbi's desk shiur, but then it might not get chosen, and then I'll never talk about it. So we're gonna do it over here, and that is the following. There's a fellow who sadly passed away from COVID at the beginning of the pandemic, toward the very beginning of the pandemic. His yard site is in Chodesh Nisan. Now, because his levaya was in Chodesh Nisan, and you remember what was going on for those who are in the New York, New Jersey area. At the time, and the Kvuru was in New Jersey, the cemeteries weren't even allowing a minyan at the time. There was like nothing. They couldn't do espedim, they couldn't do anything to really give a proper kavod achron. So what they were banking on is that by Hakamas HaMatzeva, they should be able to have a proper maimed and a proper espedim that are offered by Hakamas HaMatzeva. So they were planning on doing that, but they can't do Hakamas HaMatzeva during Nisan, because you're supposed to be maspid during Nisan. So the family was planning to do Hakamas HaMatzeva sometime between Purim and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then they came across the halacha that's quoted in all the Avelos books, that 30 days before Yantif, you're not allowed to be maspid. So now the question is, do they have any heter to do this Hakamas HaMatzeva with proper espedim within 30 days of Yantif? So I want to go through a little bit the sugya, and this is an interesting example of where the halacha is one thing, and the minhag seems to be something else entirely. There is a Mishnah in Maseches Moed Katan and Daf Ches Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us, a Mishnah, that you're not allowed to give a hesped within 30 days of regel. So says the Gemara, the Gemara on the bottom of Chesam and Alvim, where's the magic number 30 days come from? So Rav Kahana, Rav Yudah, Rav tells us, there was one time a person that collected money, that saved up money to do Aliyah L'Regel, and then a person who was an expert at giving espedim, a paid maspid, showed up to his house, and the man's wife came and gave all the money that was saved up to be on the regel to the maspid to be able to say a hesped. And that man was not able to be on the regel that year, because all the money that he saved up was given to the maspid. So Rav says, you know why you're not allowed to be maspid within 30 days of Yantiv? That they decided that you're going to use all your Yantiv money to instead go and pay a maspid, so therefore we're not going to allow for espedim and we're not going to allow for eulogies within 30 days of Yantiv, so you don't waste your Yantiv money that's supposed to be used to be al regel. That's Rav's understanding. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, you're going to talk about the mace within 30 days of Yantiv. That means when Yantiv comes, you're still going to be thinking about the mace, and that's going to ruin your Simchas Yom Tov, because you're going to be thinking about all the sad things in your life and about the fact that you no longer have that relative anymore, and that's why you're not allowed to be maspid within 30 days. So says Gemara, my benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two opinions? Ika benayu to cover bechinam. What if you can get someone to say a hesped without paying them for the hesped? What if it's just family members saying the hesped, so no one's getting paid? So according to Rav, there's no concern. You're not giving up your yantav money. You're not giving up any money. But according to Shmuel, there's still a serious concern, because the family members are going to talk about all these sad things, and that's going to take away from their Simchas Yom Tov. That's the nafkamina the Gemara offers. Asks the Ramban a very simple question. He says, why is that the nafkamina that the Gemara offers? Isn't there a better nafkamina that the Gemara could have said? Meaning, after all, the Ramban quotes a Ritzkeus that says that according to the Shita of Rav, that the Isser is on account of the Chashash. You may not be Ola the Regal. You may use all your money to be Ola the Regal on the Hesped. What about Bizman Hazeh, when we don't have Aliyah the Regal? So Bizman Hazeh, that there's no Aliyah the Regal, there should be no concern. Whereas according to Shmuel, that it's only about taking down your Simchas Yom Tov, then even Bizman Hazeh we'd have a concern. Why? So says the Ramban on the Ritzkeyas, I don't understand. Why isn't that one of the Nafkaminas? Ritzkeyas has a good point, that it shouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh according to Rav, it should apply according to Shmuel. Why isn't it one of the Nafkaminas? So says the Ramban, because it's not a Nafkamina. Everyone would agree that it still applies Bizman Hazeh. Why? Why would it apply Bizman Hazeh? We don't have Aliyah the Regel. Either, says the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, because this is a gzeira that davar shebeminyan, that once an earlier beis din made a gzeira, you have to stick with that gzeira even if the time of the gzeira no longer applies, or the time of the gzeira still does apply. So maybe we don't save up money to be ol regel, but we save up money for other things. We save up money to buy delicious food for yantif and new clothing for yantif, whatever the things are that give us some chas yantif, and you might spend that money on the maspid. So both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, this should still apply bizman hazeh. And therefore, says Rabban, the only nafkamina is the one that the Gemara reports if someone is going to do it for free, but not whether it applies bizman hazeh or not. That's the Rambam. The Shara Melech says, I have another good dafkamina that I can that I can bring up. Shara Melech in Parag Vav Vilchus Yomtov says, why doesn't the Gemara say that there's an afkamina if it's a mace chadash, if it's a brand new mace, that according to Rav it should be usher to be maspidim bischar, and according to Shmuel it should be mutter to be maspidim, whether it be bischar or bechinam. So okay, there are different terutzim given for that as well, but I'd rather not get into that right now. Question is, how do we paskin? Right, now that we know that you have this this machlokas, how do we paskin in this machlokas? Because now we have a clear nafkamina whether this is going to apply if you're not paying somebody to give that spadim. So the Balei HaTosfos right there in Maseches Moed Katan, right, that the halacha is like Rav, because that's always the rule. Hilchas k'Rav b'Isuri. Whenever it's a matter of Isur v'Heter, we always paskin like Rav, and therefore, even within 30 days of Yantif, you're allowed to say a spadim. And then they add that the Balei HaTosfos said, and even according to Shmuel, you're allowed to do it. Because Shmuel only asks doing it al yedei a sapdan, al yedei somebody who's a real expert at getting everybody to cry. But if you just have family members that are being maspid and they're not expert sapdanim, then it's not going to be a problem, because adrabah, when a family member does it, it doesn't create more agmas nefesh, it's therapeutic for a family member. So because it's therapeutic for the family members to be able to do it, they'll be able to experience Yom Tov with a greater sense of Simchas Yom Tov, knowing that they now have closure, that they've now gone through this therapeutic activity. So Tosa says, two kulas. Number one, that we paskin like Rav, which would mean the whole thing doesn't apply when you're not paying the guy. And number two, even if we did paskin like Shmuel, Shmuel would say it's okay also, as long as you have only family members doing it. Problem is, both the Rambam and the Rush, and this is what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, paskin like Shmuel, that the reason for the Isser is not on account of the money, so whether you pay the person or not, it's irrelevant, but it's on account of the sadness that the person experiences, that it may bring down their Simchas Yom Tov. And the raya that the Rush brings is from a Yerushalmi, because there's a Yerushalmi in Moed Katan that says that that the Isser is only on a Meis Yashan, someone who's died more than 30 days before Yantif. But if you have a Meis Chadash, someone who's died within 30 days of Yantif, then you're allowed to be maspid, because if the whole Isser is only because it's going to be ma'orer tsar, well, if the guy just died, you have that tsar anyway, so it's not going to make a difference. It's not about being ma'orer tsar because the person just died anyway. So it's only if it's more than 30 days before that you have this Isser. If the person had died previously and now you're dredging up this tsar that you don't need to bring up now, only then is it going to be Isser. So that Yerushalmi making that distinction between a meis chadash and a meis yashan is a raya that we paskin like Shmuel, even though normally we would not paskin like Shmuel. So the question now is, are there exceptions to this, or snifim lahakel over here, to allow this family to do these hespedim? So snifim lahakel, we have plenty. First of all, there are rishonim bu paskin like Rav. We saw it, Tosos paskins like Rav. Second of all, Tosa said, even if you paskin like Shmuel, if you get the sense that it will allow for closure, then that's going to be okay. In fact, in the Tshuvas Kinyan Torah, my friend Rabbi Isaac Rice pointed me to Tshuvas Kinyan Torah, Chelik Beis, Simen Chuf Chav Beis, Rav Avram David Horovitz, in the Tshuvas Kinyan Torah, points out that he says, you know, in the old country, we didn't have such a thing called Hakamasa Matzeva. They put up a Matzeva. They didn't have a whole Maimed where people got together and they said, let's pay them, and they did this. He said, I never heard of this thing. This is like an American thing. But people do it. And the point that people do it for, what seems to be the tone of Hakamasa Matzeva, is to sort of mark an end to the year, right? It marks an end to the Avelus. And different minhagim went to do it after the Shiva, after the Shloshim. In the United States, they usually do it different than Eretz Yisrael. In the United States, they usually do it around the time of the Yahrzeit. So they do it at the end of the Avelus. And the timing of it is a reflection of the fact that you're moving on from the Avelus. So we often advise people when they say they have to talk and come and say, well, what should they do? What kind of hesped? So a hesped at the Levi is to be ma'orer bechi. That it's all about being ma'orer bechi, to get people to cry. By Hakamas HaMaseva, that's not really what it's all about. It's about incorporating the midos that are going to be long-term lessons that you'll incorporate for the rest of your life. Meaning it's really a closure on the Avelus and applying that which you've learned from that person that will now impact the rest of your life. So to apply closure, he says that this is Hatekes Ha'achron Shel Shnas Ha'Avelus VeHafsa Kaso. And this is what stops it. And he says, certainly, Ein Kavanas HaKrovim La'orer Oz Al Avedas HaNiftar. They're not now being ma'orer on the terrible loss. U'mazminim Rav L'Dabar Oz Rak Lotzei Sidei Chovos Minhagam Shenishtarish. They're inviting someone to say a hesped because this is the minhag that you say a hesped or come some tzeva. But it's not really about creating that sense of bechi. It's about creating a sense of closure. Furthermore, there's room to argue, as we saw from Tosfos, that family members would be mutter to say the hespedim, because the family members, like we said, it's not going to have so much closure. But there's a room to argue the other way as well. There's a tshuva in the Shvus Yitzchak, in Chelik Beis Simin Chav Hei, where he's mechadesh that the whole isser is only on a family member, because only a family member would get so caught up in it. But someone who's not a karov, who's masbid, that would not be a problem. That would not be an isser. So you have kulas in both directions, but they contradict each other. Some say that it's only for a family member that it would not be a problem because it gives them closure. Others say, no, only a non-family member would not be a problem because a non-family member won't get so emotional. And others suggest that there's a sense of, if a person is a Talmud Chacham, so a sense of Kavanah Torah overrides all else. But I think the governing factor in almost everything in Hilchos Avelus is precedent and minhag. So there is, I was always uncomfortable with what seems to be the prevalent minhag, that whenever there's a levaya on a day that you're not allowed to say a hesped, people say, they get up and they say, you're not allowed to say a hesped, but we're just going to say a few short words, and then an hour and a half later of hespedim, you're like, what was that for the last hour and a half if that wasn't hespedim, right? Meaning you end up getting a lot of hespedim. People, that's not right. You shouldn't really ignore the halacha not to be maspid. But nevertheless, when it comes to this din of 30 days, when you have all of these snifim lahakel, you have to look at what the minhag is. So in the Tshuvas Kinyan Torah, he has a fascinating collection of precedent. At the very end of the tshuva, in Os Ches, he writes, Ayin Shut Marsham Bagdama L'Chelek Beis. In the Agdama L'Chelek Beis of the Tshuvas Marsham, he has the hesped that the Marsham said on his own wife. And he dated the hesped, Lag Ba'omer. The date was on the 33rd day of the Omer. And says the Kinyan Torah, the 33rd day of the Omer, that's within 30 days of Shavuos. If within 30 days of a Yantif, you're not allowed to say Hesped. And he says, oh, by the way, it's also Lag Ba'Omer. Lag Ba'Omer is also a day that you're not allowed to be Masped. Lag Ba'Omer is, is almost like secondary to the fact that it's within 30 days of Shavuos. But the point is, the Marsham said a Hesped for his wife at that time. And he says, you could also look in the Tshuva Shaul Meshiv, Tinyana, Chelik Beis, Menayin Zayin. At the beginning of a Tshuva, he writes, Be Yossi Bebrezin, Achar HaPesach, Hakamas Hamatzeva Shel Imi Atzadekes. He says that he was in his hometown for his mother's Hakamas Hamatzeva Biyom Beis Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Then it was on Yom Beis Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And says the Kinyan Torah, I can guarantee you the Shaul Meshiv said some words at the Hakamas Hamatzeva for his mother. If he traveled all the way for the Hakamas Hamatzeva, there's no way he didn't say something at the Hakamas Hamatzeva. And he says, if you look in the Sefer Tikkun Shlomo, that the Av Beis Din Kilas Vina Zatzal Ha Hespit Shenasa Al Gi Miso Hagrash Sofer Av Beis Din Krakow Zatzal Beis Yom Kippur Katan De Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was Yom Kippur Katan V'chein Sham Hespid Al Asar Me'in Tippera Zal B'Parshas Netzavim. Right, calls them Maisa Rav She'in Lefakvek B'zeh. He says all of this tells you that the Maisa Rav is that people have always done a spade within 30 days. I asked a few Rabbanim yesterday what they thought. I did not ask any of our Gedolim and Poskim. I did not have a chance to talk to them. But I asked a few Rabbanim. They said, oh, for sure we would do a spade within 30 days to do Hakamas HaMaseva, especially in this kind of circumstance where the family never got even the level of closure that you normally get at a Levaya. But now they need some level of closure. So obviously, if it's possible to arrange and it's easy enough to arrange that it's more than 30 days before Yantav, that would be better. But it does seem that there's ample basis, whether it be mitzad the halacha, that they're rishonim the pasuk like Tosfos, and you're not paying the maspidim, and it's family members who are looking for closure, and you have all these snifim lahakel, plus the fact that the minhag seems to be that over many centuries that people have done this, that I think we could chalk this up to a COVID kula that we would allow if it's otherwise not practical. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. We should always talk about happier topics, Be'ezras Hashem.